Welcome back. We are doing part two of what you need to know about taxable events in 2025 and how it can impact you. We're going to give you two recommendations and then a question at the end.
Today we're going to talk about two recommendations to help you during your 2025 tax planning season. We usually do these on a lunch and learn basis, but good thing we get to do this over video and get to wide cast it to all our clients from that perspective. So the first recommendation we're going to talk about are QCDs, which are qualified charitable donations. This is the idea where you're giving assets out of your traditional IRA straight to an organization, 501c3. You can't do this out of a 401k, so this is the important thing that you have to do it out of an IRA account, a traditional IRA pre-tax account. For people that are 73 or above, they know what RMDs are. This is something that the government basically forces out portions of their 401ks or IRAs to say like, hey, you're gonna get taxed on ordinary income because it's been deferred too long. For QCDs, it's one of the ways you can mitigate additional taxable income, especially if you're philanthropic at that point. You can start doing this at 70 and a half. So once you turn 70 and a half, you can do this. But when you get into RMD age, it's even more important to ways to mitigate your ordinary income, adjusted gross income, that type of stuff. The general sense is, you know, you can do up to $108,000 this year per person, which is great. And so you can donate right from your IRA to the charity of a 501c3. Example is showing up on the screen right now is a good example of kind of what happens in a situation if someone's going to gift away their RMD and what tax implications, why it's better not to take the cash and give it to the organization, but step back and say, hey, I'm just gonna issue it right from Charles Schwab or Fidelity, the custodians that we partner with, straight to the organization. So you can see option one, keep it a pretty simple situation. Bob has about $80,000 of AGI. His RMD for the year is $42,683, specifically that amount. And so he's like, I'm gonna gift away that particular amount this year. So this would cause Bob to have about $122,000 of ordinary income. The gift would be able to deduct it out of it, and so he would still be itemizing at this moment, but his taxable income would be about $80,000. Option two, the smart way to do the RMD to satisfy the QCD and the RMD, is directly take the $42,000, send it out to the organizations or organizations you care about. It doesn't have to be just one, it can be multiple. And so in this scenario, what happens is Bob's gross adjusted income is $80,000. The gift is still $42,000, but it's a QCD and not cash because he wouldn't be using the standard deduction as it was. He still gets that additional benefit. And so it's now lowered Bob's taxable income by $17,000 because the only reason Bob was itemizing before was the deduction for the charitable donation and wouldn't have been otherwise. And you still get that benefit from the standard deduction. And this example is talking about $17,000, but a couple of weeks ago, Ben and Daryl talked about the big beautiful bill that came out in July. They actually increased people over 65 with some income limitations. So they actually added another $6,000 per person, $12,000 from verifying jointly. So really, if you're in QCD land, you're over 70 and a half, definitely when you're in RMD age. If you're philanthropic and you're not doing this, you're losing some tax benefit.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, well done. honestly, and then, you know, the second suggestion really is, you know, how can we help you explore, you know, what we would consider to be complex charitable planning solutions? And there's a variety of those different things, and it doesn't fit with everybody. And so that's one of those things where, like, you might say, like, oh, some of these sound really intriguing and interesting. That would be why it's important to talk to us about that. But we can hit a couple of them. So the first one is a donor advised fund, DAF. Yep. This has really picked up some steam over the last maybe say 5 years, become very, very popular. And what it is you're able to basically transfer your assets into this fund, with the fund then being able to distribute to a or several different charities of your choosing. Yep. And there are a bunch that are around. And what's great about that is that you can contribute, say, like 5 years worth of giving into this fund. Yep. That becomes a larger tax write-off for the year that you're giving, as opposed to a smaller amount. So totally. If you're doing things and you're doing things piecemeal, it might, you know, on an annual basis in terms of your charitable giving, it might make sense to look and say, man, if we can absorb that for 1 year, yep, let's go ahead and give this out. It grows in the fund, it's distributed through the fund, yep, you get a bigger tax write-off.
it's hugely important when a liquidity event kind of goes, if you're, it's a cash windfall that kind of happens one particular year that increases a lot of taxable income. It's a way to be able to get all the tax deduction that particular year.
Yeah.
And then not necessarily distribute out that year to the organization you care about, but plan on over the next however many years that you want to do this. It just gives you flexibility to take the benefit now and then choose where you want to give out in the future. Because you still might care about the organizations you care about, but you're like, oh, I want to do this over a 5-year period, 3-year period, whatever it is. It just gives you that flexibility to get that benefit in that unusual tax year specifically, and then also then look in the future of like, how do we benefit the people we care about and grow these assets indefinitely.
So. Totally. And we've done the homework in terms of, you know, what types of advisor funds are out there and those sorts of things. So that's helpful.
Super easy to set up with Charles Schwab and Fidelity. Yeah. We've got a good process to set these up.
100%. So. Yeah. So then the next thing would be a private foundation. Again, this is not going to be necessarily for everyone. It's not just for, you know, your West Foundation with Batman. I mean, but it does fit for certain people who are maybe at a higher income. And really what that is, that's a nonprofit or charitable organization largely that you've set up yourself, say for like a family philanthropy. Those are gonna be a little bit more specific in terms of what they do. All right, and then the third thing is really talking about what is the impact of implementing a trust into your estate planning, right? And especially within Washington State. Washington State has got a very low threshold.
Very low.
In terms of your assets, right? Very different than a federal level. And so, and also it actually increases very, very quickly.
Very quickly.
So there's a potential where if you're say, you know, if you're over a certain threshold, not only you're gonna be paying 30% to Washington State, in taxes, you're going to be paying an additional 50% or 40%, sorry, to the Fed, right? Yeah. Raise your hand if you want the IRS to take most of your money.
Not me.
No one's doing it. And so anyway, there are a variety of different ways that we can implement those trusts into your estate plan and make sure that, again, we are going to have tax mitigation for you to make sure that your funds are going as much as they can where you want with the highest impact.
Love that. Yeah. The question we have for you guys is, what's the cost if you don't have a tax plan? I mean, from the standpoint when you pass away, when you give your assets away, generally your money's either gonna go to yourself, the people you care about, the organization you care about, or the government. Yeah. So if you don't have a plan, that's the only places where it's gonna go. So if there's no plan, it could cost you a lot of additional funds. That's why we're here to help. Thank you and have a great day.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinion, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.